Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Noon highs will stay in the 60s with a southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chances for rain will decrease throughout the day. Clouds early tonight, followed by some partial clearing. Lows into the 50s and a warm Sunday ahead with highs in the mid-80s with sunshine. I'm 7 News Beat Ultra Short Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
It's 57 degrees in Upper Marlboro, 54 in Woodbridge, 56 in Washington at 159.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel. Coming up,
another day of protest at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Four teachers are reinstated and reassigned in Montgomery County after expressing pro-Palestinian views online.
A local bougie bodega closes its doors in D.C. This is Kyle Cooper.
One man is dead, several others hurt after overnight shootings at two D.C. nightclubs.
Some Prince George's County residents can boost their credit scores and get paid for it. I'm John Doman.
2 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Allison Keyes. States including Iowa, Missouri, Texas, and Oklahoma are facing dangerous weather after severe tornadoes ripped through Kansas and Omaha, Nebraska yesterday. Homes and businesses were destroyed. KOTV-TV meteorologist Travis Meyer with more.
We could see flooding rains of anywhere of an additional 3 to 5 inches. Isolated amounts could be near 6 inches of rain. Potential for flash flooding and some dangerous things going on. So that, not preaching, but we have to, because this is a serious situation. Threat of tornadoes. Several tornadoes are likely closing in on outbreak status in parts of the central plains close to us. Tennis ball or larger size hail, 70 mile an hour winds or so. That gives you an idea of what we're looking at.
Pro-Palestinian and Jewish protests are causing worries on college campuses around the world. CBS's Michael George with more.
They believe they can outstand us. We tell them that they cannot.
Despite the crackdown on some campuses, pro-Palestinian demonstrators at UCLA say they're staying put.
We are here to make sure that the UC is not actively funding the violence that's happening abroad.
The University of Southern California announced it's canceling its main graduation ceremony, citing safety concerns. Columbia University's graduation is still set for May 15th.
In South Africa, celebrations over 30 years since the nation was ruled by its white minority via apartheid. Elections then paved the way for Nelson Mandela to become the country's first black president. Current president Ramaphosa remembers.
Today, 30 years later, we gather as a united people of all races at the same union buildings that once symbolized our pain and our oppression. As we celebrate today, we recall and honor all those who fought for justice, for peace, for freedom in our land.
The 2024 U.S. presidential election is getting closer, and there's some new movement. CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Biden on Friday signaled he's willing to debate former President Trump during a radio interview with Howard Stern.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Outside of court, Trump responded.
We're willing to do it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night on national television.
In Alabama, lawmakers this week advanced legislation that could allow librarians to be prosecuted under the state's obscenity laws for providing harmful materials to minors. This is part of a wave of bills in Republican-led states targeting the content of libraries. Alabama State House passed this book, challenges soar in the nation. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
2:03 at WTOP on this Saturday, April 27th. We're at 54 degrees. We'll see the 60s today. Good afternoon to you, and thanks for making us part of your weekend. I'm Ralph Fox. Top stories we're following at this hour.
Protests over the Israel-Hamas war continue at colleges nationwide, including here at George Washington University, where an encampment is now in its third day. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports from GW, where demonstrators say they have no plans to leave.
Tarps are handed out to keep protesters dry in the rain, and now more metal barriers surround the encampment on University Yard. George Washington University says demonstrators violated university policies and are trespassing, and several students have been suspended. But dozens of tents remain on the grass and also 8th Street, which police closed between 20th and 21st Streets.
It's empowering, and it's refreshing to see humanity come together to stand up for human rights.
Among their demands for the university to cut financial ties with Israeli companies, and protesters are willing to stay as long as it takes.
We're staying until the demands are met. Otherwise, they're going to have to drag us out of here.
At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Organizers say at least 7 students have been suspended and are each facing 9 counts of misconduct as a result of that protest. The school has a long history of standing up against global conflict. In April of 1969, a group known as Students for a Democratic Society seized and occupied a building to protest the university's actions regarding the Vietnam War. 205 teachers at several schools in Montgomery County placed on administrative leave last year for expressing pro-Palestinian views by email and on social media. They've now returned to teaching, but at different locations. MoCo 360 reports that 4 teachers were investigated and eventually reassigned, but the school district will not provide information about the status of those investigations. 3 of the teachers have now sued the county over their suspensions. And after 3 years of offering more upscale items in their neighborhood corner stores, Foxtrot is now shut down in the district.
All 6 stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without a fair warning. It's really tough.
The store is offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
2 nightclub shootings are under investigation in D.C., one that turned deadly. The first happened about 11:30 last night on Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle when an inside dispute spilled into the street. Police say at least 5 people, including 4 men and a woman, were hurt but are expected to be okay. A suspect is under arrest. A weapon there was recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, authorities were called to a second incident at another nightclub on U Street in Northwest. One man died. Police are looking for 2 suspects there. And having bad credit can cost you money. WTOP's John Doman has details about a program aimed at boosting credit scores in Prince George's County.
It's called the Credit Builder. It asks residents to agree to deposit $44 every month for a year into a new account with the Prince George's Community Federal Credit Union.
We will report it to the credit bureau just like any other bill or loan that you would have to pay. And that history of on-time payments help boost your credit.
It's open to everyone in the county, but a limited number of people who live in Councilman Ed Burrow's district will also be eligible for a $44 match.
At the end of the year, every dollar the resident puts in, they get back. And every dollar that we put in, they get back.
That can be worth about $4,000 for those residents.
We've seen individuals raise their credit scores by 70 points in this program.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP.
What if your company gives you a 4-day work week and it turns out you hate it? I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
This is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. If you're like me, you spent a lot of time at home over the winter, and I couldn't stop agonizing over the cracked, peeling paint on the ceilings. Enough. It's time for quality painting from Serta Pro Painters. You can trust them to get the job done right because they take pride in what they do. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live right here. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
208.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic
and weather on the 8th. Checking in with Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
And checking in on the, if you want to describe it, the wannabe rush hour conditions. That's what we're looking at right now. Maryland, Montgomery County, pretty heavy topside on the outer loop from 95 all the way up to George Avenue. Brief reprieve. But once you get to the big curb, it's going to be slow all the way around and down and over the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. And traffic slows southbound 270 spur from Democracy to the outer loop. Pretty heavy in Prince George's County. Both directions were backed up from 95 all the way around to Route 5 Branch Avenue. That's just all volume. No incidents to speak of. And southbound 95 in Maryland, off and on delays begin at Route 100 all the way down to the Capitol Beltway. Delays on the BW Parkway in both directions. Basically, it's going to be slow from Route 100 down to the Beltway all the way down to the Riverdale area. 270 northbound even slows Gaithersburg to Urbana, and Route 50 in decent shape from the Beltway out to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. They've normalized things now. We have two lanes open eastbound, three going westbound. Now, in the district, dealing with the closure, Whitehurst Freeway blocked between M Street and K Street. This is for an ongoing crane operation. And do take notice if you're traveling outbound on Canal Road. You can make the left onto Chain Bridge. Once you're over the bridge, Chain Bridge Road is blocked going up the hill. You cannot access the GW Parkway. They're still trying to clear out that downed tree from earlier this morning. Is it time to upgrade to the safest or smaller SUV? Well, check out the Hyundai Tucson only at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price. Well, it's on the windshield of every car. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at your weather forecast. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Wake up temperatures for your Sunday into the 50s with mainly clear conditions, but we'll keep the clouds around for today. Southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour will eventually become southwest tomorrow, and that'll bring those temperatures up after the warm front passes along with some sunshine. Temperatures forecast to be in the mid-80s for your Sunday afternoon, and Monday still forecasting 90 degrees with mainly sunny skies and storm chances look to return by Tuesday. I'm 7 News Meteorologist Jordan Evans of the First Alert Weather Center.
We're hanging in the 50s this afternoon, at least for now. 54 in Hyattsville, 52 in Herndon, Foggy Bottom up to 55. It's brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions do apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
The notion of a four-day work week is gaining traction in some industries and professions, and a new survey says 8 in 10 of us want one. 1 in 5 said they'd take a pay cut to get it. 4 days, 10 hours a day may not be as great as it sounds.
You add a commute to that, depending on how far away you work. That can be some really long days where you potentially either don't see the sun or you don't see your family.
That's Julia Toothaker at Resume Builder. The trade-off may be a three-day weekend, but then again, it might not be.
People assume that a four-day work week is, you know, Monday to Thursday or Tuesday to Friday, and it might not be that. What if you get Wednesday off? You know, is that the same? Does that have the same weight for you?
Nearly all workers surveyed say, truth be told, they can get their current weekly workload done in 32 hours. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, if you're staying local this weekend, there's plenty to do. We'll have options just ahead. Stay close.
Hey, Verizon customers. Want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. It's never been a better time to switch. Get Xfinity Gig Speed Internet for the lowest price ever, with unlimited data included. So you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through May 14th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com today.
Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one Welcome Plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds after 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
213.
There's something special about America's pastime in the nation's capital, where the energy is electric day and night.
See you later!
For happy hour with friends, making new friends, dining under the lights, and dancing like no one's watching is welcome. It starts here, all season long at Nationals Park. Visit nats.com/tickets to join the party today.
Coming up...
What do plastic bag fees and boat rides have in common? I'm Kate Ryan.
More from WTOP in 60 seconds.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert Weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
215. Weekend's here. We're always looking for new restaurants to try. How'd you like to sample food from a bunch of new D.C. places all at once? You can do so June 1st at Mess Hall in Northeast. Tickets are on sale for an event called New Kitchens on the Block. WTOP's Dimitri Sotis talks about that and some ways to have fun this weekend with Anna Spiegel of Axios D.C.
So early bird tickets just went live for New Kitchens on the Block. It's June 1st at Mess Hall. It's one of my favorite food festivals of the year. They've been doing it for 10 sessions now. They highlight up-and-coming chefs and bartenders or, you know, really established chefs who are opening a new venture. And here you have 8 exciting new restaurant concepts, like a bakery from Moon Rabbit's Kevin Tian and Susan Bay. Lucky Bun chef Alex McCoy is opening a burrito shop, and so you can taste his burritos before he does that. And there's a new bar from Makedo chef owner Eric Bruner Yang, so you're going to have some fun cocktails and more.
Where can you get the Wagyu beef cheek sandwich?
Oh, yes. So that is from Silver and Sons. They have 2 barbecue trucks currently operating in Bethesda. They're opening a Bethesda restaurant sometime this year.
What if you want to try a couple new places this weekend? What do you recommend?
I'm excited about sushi by Boo. It's a New York-based omakase restaurant. They just opened a very kind of like hip disco-themed omakase on top of the Citizen Emma Hotel at L'Enfant Plaza. And their whole idea is, you know, it's not cheap, but the idea is to make it not super expensive either. So you get a 12-course menu for $60 or a 17-course upgrade for $100 that includes 5 additional seasonal dishes.
And there's another place where you ought to try.
Yeah, Le Grand Boucherie just opened near the White House. It's a 500-seat, so very grand, French restaurant. I mean, in 1920s bank building and fitting for a 500-seat restaurant. They have a very big menu, everything from steaks and shellfish plateaus to caviar and omelets. And they have a few big showstopper dishes, like a $600 whole suckling pig for 8 people that you have to order 2 days in advance.
That sounds incredible, Anna. You know, we talk a lot about Michelin stars that chefs and restaurants earn. How about hotels? It seems that many of our hotels in the city are earning a Michelin award.
Yeah, so Michelin just released its first ever awards for hotels in the U.S. This is something they've been doing globally for a long time. And 7 hotels in D.C. itself made the cut. Like stars, they rank them from 3 keys being the best. We don't have any 3 keys, to 1 key being excellent, 2 2 keys, Rosewood in Georgetown and the Jefferson downtown downtown DC, and then some other great properties, including the Eaton downtown, the Pendry at the Wharf, the Riggs and Penn Quarter, DuPont Circle Hotel, and the Hay Adams downtown all made the cut.
That's Anna Spiegel with Axios DC with us on Skype. For more local events and happenings this weekend and beyond, head to WTOP.com. Our roundup of things to do in the D.C. area comes out every Thursday. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Demonstrators at George Washington University say they have no intention of leaving until there's a resolution. A surprise Friday interview could lead to a presidential debate between now and November. And severe weather is hammering communities from South Texas all the way to Michigan. Stay with us for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. We're brought to you by Mr. Wash Car Wash, now open in Tyson's Corner on Leesburg Pike. It's down the street from Tyson's Corner Mall. Get unlimited washes, first month, $5 with membership. That's Mr. Wash, Tyson's Corner. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
Through our traffic cameras, we are seeing light precipitation move along the Northern Virginia Beltway Corridor, especially through Montgomery County and portions of Prince George's County. So definitely headlights on, please. Wipers on for safety. May want to back down on your speeds. We're going to start off in Virginia. Inner loop delays on the Capitol Beltway through Annandale, Tysons. It's going to be slow on the inner loop all the way down and over the American Legion Bridge. 66 carrying a bit of volume in both directions, basically from Route 50 and Fairfax down to the Beltway. But nothing tops the northbound side of 95. We're very slow now from 17 in Falmouth through Stafford County up through Dale City over the Occoquan. And still expect off and on delays from Lorton all the way to the Springfield Interchange. Traffic moving slightly better in both directions over on the GW Parkway. But we are dealing with a closure in McLean. Please take notice. Chainbridge Road blocked between the GW Parkway down the hill to Chainbridge. This due to an earlier down tree. Don't miss the best SpringFest deals right now at Lowe's. Get their best savings in-store and online today. Visit Lowe's.com. Again, that's Lowe's.com. Because Lowe's knows spring, Lowe's knows savings. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Cloud cover today with a few occasional showers. Those chances for rain, though, will decrease throughout the day. We'll keep the clouds through about 7 or 8 o'clock and then decreasing clouds after the sunset hour into the overnight and mainly clear by early tomorrow. Wake up temperatures for your Sunday in the 50s, and tomorrow afternoon we'll climb about 30 degrees. Forecasts of 85 with mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow night some clouds early will give way to generally clear conditions with lows into the 60s by Monday morning. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans of the First Alert Weather Center.
52 degrees in Gaithersburg, Arlington at 54, Lanham at 54 as well. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP.
What do small business owners think of the new National Harbor curfew? I'm Matt Koufax.
More news in 60 seconds.
Okay, I'm ready to record my jewelry store's new radio spot. I got a great script that really goes after Diamonds Direct and how they're nothing special and how we can match their price. Great stuff.
Oh, great. We have this new technology that bleeps out any false claims, so it saves us time with editing. So you can start anytime.
Okay, here goes. When you visit our jewelry store, we'll guarantee direct. Our diamonds come straight. We have cutters. And, hey, what the?
The hard truth is that other jewelry stores simply can't do what Diamonds Direct can. Diamonds Direct has special relationships with De Beers, international connections, and virtually unlimited buying power. The result is true direct importer pricing, exceptional quality, and up to 30 times the diamond selection you find at other stores.
I can't believe this thing won't let me say.
Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Get more truth at DiamondsDirect.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
2:22 and 22 seconds on your Saturday afternoon. I'm Ralph Fox. Thanks for being with us today. Well, when you pay a bag fee at a checkout counter in D.C., your nickel goes towards river cleanup efforts. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports some of that cash could be shifted under a current proposal.
Anacostia Riverkeeper Trey Sherrod explains that paper or plastic bag fee money that you pay at the grocery store goes to the Anacostia River Cleanup Fund. But under what's called a Budget Support Act, money earmarked for specific uses could be shifted to the D.C. General Fund. And that's being proposed for about $1.8 million currently in the cleanup fund. Sherrod's worried that could leave his organization's free educational boat tours high and dry.
And it's not just us. A whole slew of nonprofits doing really good work around the Anacostia River and environment, environmental education more broadly in D.C. will be impacted by this.
Sherrod will be testifying on the topic before a budget committee hearing in D.C. on Monday. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
We've been telling you about a juvenile curfew at National Harbor, and it is continuing today after a 5 p.m. start yesterday. WTOP's Matt Kilfax talks to small business owners about how that curfew will affect them moving forward.
Hopefully it will help. I believe it will.
Late night fighting, looting, yelling, and vandalism. These are just a few things small business owners are hoping the new juvenile curfew in National Harbor will fix.
It's been really hard because I've literally had people inside of the store ready to purchase. It's like, I'll come back tomorrow. The security guard got jumped last week, so.
One small business owner whose shop is just off American Way and wished to remain anonymous told me teens loitering late night outside her store is affecting sales. And while she knows the curfew is temporary,
what does a permanent solution look like in your mind?
The parents being fined. I think they should be held accountable.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Now look at sports. Here's Ben Raby.
All right, Ralph, positive feedback so far from the Commanders draft hall, not just from local media here in D.C., but nationally. NFL.com among those giving out their early draft grades, and the Commanders one of five teams to receive an A, NFL.com, lauding the Commanders' second-round pick, defensive tackle Johnny Newton. Newton could be a big factor against the run. Commanders also earning high praise for landing a couple of pass catchers in tight end Ben Sinnott and Rice wideout Luke McCaffrey. Draft is rolling along this afternoon in Detroit. Round five is underway. Commanders having already taken linebacker Jordan McGee from Temple this afternoon. Baseball Nationals rookie Mitchell Parker looking to stay unbeaten today in Miami. Parker 2-0 to begin his big league career. He gets the start against the Marlins. It's a 4:10 first pitch on 1500 AM. Capitals held an optional practice earlier today in Northern Virginia. Encouraging sign, though, as both injured defensemen Rasmus Sandin and Nick Jensen took part. Spencer Carberry stopped short of saying they will play tomorrow night, since their status remains to be determined. But it's all hands on deck for the Capitals tomorrow. Game four against the Rangers as the Capitals look to keep their season alive. New York with a 3-0 series lead. And in the NBA playoffs this afternoon, game four in Orlando. Cavaliers leading the Magic 60-51 at halftime. Cleveland a 2-1 series lead.